After this week on Wall Street and around the world, you may be feeling greedy or you may just be focusing on survival. Tuesday's 416-point drop in the Dow Jones Industrial Average was a wake-up call to many people with retirement funds or other savings in the stock market. So we've called Jonathan Clements, personal finance columnist for the Wall Street Journal and a regular guest on this program. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So did you lose it all this week?
Absolutely, but at least I'm still here to talk to you.
Okay, well, that's all we really care about, so good, good, good. Now, if you're an ordinary investor, not a professional, should you do anything with your stocks or mutual funds given the news this week?
Well, when we get a big market drop like we've had this week, Steve, I mean, we all get this sense of crisis and we have this feeling that we really ought to be doing something. But if you're in your 20s or your 30s or your 40s, I'm not sure there's a whole lot you should be doing. I mean, let's face it, I mean, you've got decades until retirement. So what happened this week is probably immaterial. I mean, it's not like you're going to have to sell your stocks next month or even next year. You really just need to keep following all those, you know, usual rules we talk about. You know, you want to be diversifying, keep investment costs low, saving regularly, making the most of your 401k plan. If you do that year after year, good things will happen.
Should I be a little more nervous about emerging markets, as they're called, overseas markets?
One of the things that we've seen over the past couple of years is that investors have been taking more and more risk with their portfolio. You know, we've been seeing people move into these fringe sectors, at least that's the way I think about them, things like emerging market stocks, emerging market debt, small cap international, high yield junk bonds, commodities, real estate investment trusts. And there's nothing wrong with having a little bit of your portfolio in any of these sectors. But I would really sit down, if you're investing in these sectors, and look at how much you've got invested in them. And if you have more than 5% of your portfolio invested in any one of these fringe sectors, you might want to think again about how much risk you're taking.
Well, Jonathan, I want to ask about something else. You said if people are in their 20s, 30s, and 40s, don't worry about it. You'll make back the money. Just stay calm and think long term. What if you're in your 50s or 60s or beyond that?
Well, you know, if you're near retirement or in retirement, I mean, it's really a different deal. I mean, you may be living off your portfolio or getting close to that point. So, you know, this investing thing can really bite if you get it wrong. And this week's drop is really a reminder that you want some sort of balanced portfolio. I mean, on Wall Street, they always talk about, you know, you ought to customize your portfolio. But the reality is, you know, most people approaching retirement or in retirement should probably have something between 40 and 60% of their portfolio in stocks and the rest in conservative investments. You know, like with those fringe sectors, if you're outside of that band, if you're outside of that 60-40 allocation to stocks, you know, maybe you want to think again. Maybe you're taking too much risk.
You know, I was joking before, but now I'd actually like to know. Did you at some point anxiously check your own portfolio this week?
You know, I'm a journalist, so, you know, when bad news happens, it's sort of, you know,
you're happy.
It's thrilling, you know? There's nothing like a little bit of carnage on Wall Street. But seriously, Steve, I actually think that Tuesday's stock market decline was a gift from the stock market gods. And I'm saying this with a straight face. And here's the reason. For the past year, all investors have talked about and thought about is returns. And Tuesday's decline was a reminder that we should also think about risk. And suppose you went through Tuesday and you suddenly discovered that you're not really as brave and courageous an investor as you thought. Well, guess what? There's good news. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is only down 4% from its all-time high. We're coming off four great years of stock market returns.
Okay.
If you decided you want to lighten up on stocks, it's no big deal at this point.
Jonathan Clements, thanks very much.
My pleasure, Steve.
He's personal finance columnist for The Wall Street Journal.